Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Bob, we'll start with the South China Sea. So, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop stated on Monday that no country dictates to Australia what it should do with its military movements in the South China Sea or elsewhere. Do you think this continuing stance of neutrality on the South China Sea is going to put strain on the Australia-US relationship?
Well, let's just spell out the Australian position. We take no stand on the competing territorial claims in the South China Sea, but we do. This is the consistent position. It's the position I took as foreign minister, the position Julie Bishop takes as foreign minister. We do say international law applies in the region, including, not limited to, but including the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. We believe all disputes ought to be settled in line with international law, and that no side should be taking any preemptive measures, and there should be no militarization. So that's a diplomatic position. From time to time, you've had U.S. admirals say that Australia, it would be nice if Australia, America's ally, ran patrols like the ones they're running, so-called Freedom of Navigation patrols, which, let's be precise about this, penetrate the 12 nautical mile radius around artificial Chinese structures that are being built in the sea. Now, Australia hasn't done that. Donald Trump said at his joint press conference with Malcolm Turnbull, it'd be nice if we did, but neither we nor any other US ally has gone that far. Although we all say, using diplomatic language, that America's got a right to do it in accordance with our understanding of international law. So it's going to be interesting, it's going to be very interesting to see whether, in response to increased American pressure, Australia feels it's got to depart from policy that up till now we've carefully adhered to, even when American admirals have suggested we join them in running those sorts of patrols.
Right. Now, over the last few months with Sam Dastyari's affair and the comments from the government's benches, Australia has been accused by some in the Communist Party of enacting an anti-China agenda. Do you think Australia is at risk of alienating our largest trading partner by not backing China on the South China Sea?
No. The Chinese accept, if reluctantly, that Australia's got a different position on the South China Sea. Certainly when I was foreign minister, I enunciated that position, although that was before China became somewhat more assertive under the when President Xi was commencing his first five-year term. I think China lives with that. It would be a different thing, however, if we were to back our diplomatic position by doing what America has asked us to do, namely, penetrate that 12 nautical mile radius around Chinese structures. The point is, no other US ally is doing that. We'd be the only one to do it. And it would make us look, in my view, it would make us look very craven. It would make us look as if Australia could never say no to Washington. And I don't think that's the appropriate course. Australia's got to find its balance. I think continuing to adhere to a diplomatic position that says we want a peaceful resolution of these territorial disputes in the South China Sea is altogether legitimate. But going that step further and actually challenging the Chinese with military patrols, being the only American ally to do it, is not something the Australian government's done now, either under Abbott or Turnbull, and it would be a big step.
Right. Now, moving to Xi Jinping, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop played a straight bat on Monday when questioned about the immense power afforded to the Chinese president on Monday. How do you expect Australia to respond to this further eroding of democratic process in China?
Well, I don't think Australia will comment on what is something that relates to China's system of government, China's internal affairs. Not because we haven't got views on it as a democracy, but because it's not customary in the diplomatic relations between states to make an issue of the internal affairs of a nation you've got. got diplomatic relations with. That doesn't mean you can't set up a dialogue on human rights. You're entitled to do that. But to actually make an issue out of their system of government and to judge the country and to relate all your dealings with that country to their system of government, that is different from the normal practice of diplomatic relations. So during the Cold War, Richard Nixon, as President of the United States, was able to conclude mutually beneficial deals with the Soviet Union, the old Russia, which was a one-party state, a Marxist-Leninist state. It didn't mean that America was dropping its attachment to democratic values, but it did mean that in the interests of both your peoples, you could reach an understanding. And that's the approach I would expect the Australian government to continue to take to relations with China, even though China has moved, has elevated the authoritarian element in its constitutional and political arrangements.
Right. Well, Bob, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. I'll keep you to that. Thank you so much.